Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, May 19th, 2011. Officials close to US President Obama have outlined the contents of the President's speech on the Middle East later today. Obama is widely expected to announce a package of economic incentives to democratizing Middle Eastern countries. The incentives will include extended aid packages and loans from the US and the international financial institutions, as well as debt forgiveness. Commentators are likening the plan to the Marshall Aid Plan of US President Harry Truman to Western European countries following World War II. Man News Agency reports that the Planning and Building Committee for Jerusalem have announced plans for 1,500 new Jewish-only housing units in illegal Israeli settlements in East Jerusalem. The announcement comes hours before US President Barack Obama's talk in the region later today, and days before Israeli PM's Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before US Congress next Tuesday. The housing units are due to be built in the illegal settlements of Har Homa and Pisgat Ze'ev. The settlements are part of land occupied after the 1967 war and as such are internationally recognised as Palestinian territory. Much of the settlements are in privately owned Palestinian land. In related news, radical Israeli settlement group Hilltop Youth have announced plans to build three new outposts in the West Bank. One such outpost is to be built on a strategic point connecting territories in a future Palestinian state. The area situated between Ma'ali Adumim and Jerusalem connects the major West Bank towns of Bethlehem and Ramallah. Israeli authorities had begun constructing a road in the area, but pressure from the US forced its cancellation. The group's stated purpose in building the outpost is to prevent any potential future Palestinian state. Palestinian negotiations official Saeed Berekat has lashed out at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for laying blame for ex-US envoy to the Middle East George Mittal's resignation on Palestinian negotiators. Berekat had claimed the refusal of Israel to extend the construction freeze on Israeli settlements last year was responsible for the breakdown in talks and George Mitchell's frustrations with the process. The Israelis would announce a new settlement project as Ambassador Mitchell's plane would be landing in Tel Aviv. He was completely undermined, Mr. Berekat said. Netanyahu had claimed that the preconditions to talks laid out by the Palestinians were unworkable and led to Mitchell's resignation. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Thursday, 19th of May's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kevin Murphy.